shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra. Daytime turns me off and
I don't need maybe. Welcome to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. Got a nice show for you tonight. We got our friend Paul Nacken. He's going to talk about the Rolling Stones and his photography with the Stones. We're going to talk about one of our favorite breakfast places and one of our favorite Rush Street places in the 10 o'clock hour. And we're going to begin with our friend Amy Pickard on the phone from, I think, California, right, Amy?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Amy does a thing. This is really, really unique. It's called Good to Go. It's an unconventional rock and roll advanced planning company changing the cultural narrative on how we view death preparedness. Now, this is, Amy, you tell me this is National Healthcare Decision Month?
That's right. It's National Healthcare Decisions Day is April 16th, but they kind of celebrate it during the month of April.
Okay, so first of all, what is that? And then let's streamline it into what you do.
Well, National Healthcare Decisions Day is basically a day to promote awareness about advanced planning, which is basically getting together your end of life paperwork. But it really isn't end of life. It's just for any kind of emergency, you know. So that's including your advanced healthcare directive, like a living will. And then also where Good to Go comes in is information to leave behind for your loved ones if something happened to you, like your bills and your online passwords and things like that.
In some of the background information I was reading, you mentioned that people plan more for a trip to the grocery store than we do for our deaths. Can you talk about how you came up with this idea and how, obviously, how important it is to plan for stuff like this?
Sure. I mean, my mom, who lived in Chicago for 20 years, so I loved hearing the traffic report and all the information about Chicago. It reminded me of living there back in the 90s. She died without all of a sudden without any paperwork left behind, and it was just a nightmare. And the death duties that come with the loss of someone was a complete and utter overwhelming surprise to me, and I just wanted to prevent other people from going through what I went through. I was lucky in that I was very close to my mom, and we had, you know, kind of joked about, oh, what happens when you die? And she said, oh, just cremate me and put me in a mayonnaise jar and sit me out for trash day. Ha, 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 you know. But then when she suddenly unexpectedly died, I just thought, okay, well, that's not a plan. That was a joke. So now what do I do? And I was just faced with a million questions that she wasn't there to answer. So I basically came up with an idea of trying to prevent people from going through what I went through and kind of hoping that they will look at this while they're young and healthy, and I can guide them through the paperwork and make it as fun as a topic that's dreaded can be.
Right. Your mom died in 2012, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then your dad, he knew what you were doing, and he kind of wanted to go to one of your Good to Go parties and pick up the story from there.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, the company that I basically created to prevent other people from going through what I went through actually helped me with my father. Just a couple, I think it was a year and a half ago, he decided to come to a Good to Go party that I had in Ohio. I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio, so right. I was back home visiting him and having a party there. And he came and he read through all the paperwork and said, this is so important to get done. And he really understood and saw firsthand kind of the nightmare that I went through. And so he meticulously filled out all of his Good to Go paperwork. And then suddenly, out of the blue, he was hospitalized with pneumonia. And 6 days later, he was dead because he got sepsis in the hospital. And so it was just so sudden. But during that traumatizing time in the hospital, I didn't have to make one gut-wrenching decision because I knew all of his wishes because we had talked about it at the party and he had filled out all of his paperwork. And so it just made his death just, you know, basically so much easier to deal with and to handle all of the death duties than it was with my mom. I mean, my mom's estate took about a year and a half to close, and my dad's estate only took like 3 easy months because he had planned so much. And what a gift, what a priceless gift that I didn't have to worry or feel guilty about any of the decisions I made on his behalf. And it was just a beautiful thing, those conversations that we had where he was basically giving me instructions on how to grieve.
Now, when you say parties, tell us what a party. I mean, I've read that you have maybe a death Tupperware party, pop-up parties, potlucks. What goes on at a good-to-go party?
That's right. Well, it's a potluck dish party. Everybody brings a potluck dish to share. I ask that it's based on a recipe of their loved ones, because I always feel really close to my mom or my granny when I make their recipes. But, you know, I understand that it's busy. If you've got to go down to the Jewel and buy some fried chicken and bring that, that's fine. Yeah. But it's usually like a potluck dish to share. We have cocktails, definitely, because I joke, you got to drink the hard stuff if you're going to talk about the hard stuff, and a sense of humor. And then we have a rock and roll death theme soundtrack that we play in the background as we're going through all of the paperwork. And so we've got songs like, you know, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Another One Bites the Dust, you know, things like that.
Wow. Is this for everybody? I mean, do people buy into this? I mean, do you have all age groups?
Yeah. I do. Definitely if you're 18 and live away from home, you need to have your advance planning paperwork in place. And so my client range has been from a group of 20 things that worked at a nonprofit in Denver, Colorado. I got all of them good to go to, you know, a pair of 80-year-olds in Las Vegas. So, you know, it runs the gamut.
And you travel around, too. I mean, you do pop-up parties across the country. Have you done any in the Chicago area besides your...
We tried to get one together in Oaklawn, but we just didn't have enough time because I was just passing through. But I would love to come back to Chicago. Any excuse, because I've got friends, a good friend, Candace, that lives there, and would love any excuse to come to Chicago and maybe hit a couple blues bars and a burrito place on Halstead while I'm there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we go across the country and do little pop-ups usually every summer.
How long do one of these events take? I mean, is it a couple hours?
Why
don't you walk me through, like, what happens? Say I'm gonna come to a good to go party and do my will.
Okay.
And leaving everything to Dan Long. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you just you show up. I check you in, and you bring a potluck dish of some sort to share, and everybody puts on a name tag, or as I call it, the boarding pass, and because good to go, kind of the logo is like a vintage travel agency, and our tagline is, you know, we make your departure very easy. So we all sit down, introduce each other. Sometimes it could be you and your friends. It could be you and your family. On, you know, family reunion, or it's just a group of girlfriends or coworkers. Depends what group you decide to get together. And we eat and drink. We go through living will, which is a document called the Five Wishes. I did write that. It's an organization called Aging with Dignity that wrote that, and that is considered a legal document in 43 states.
Okay.
And that's just document that basically allots a healthcare proxy. So if something had happened to you, who do you want to speak for you on your behalf? And so we go through that, which is a living will. And then we take a break for, you know, more drinks and more food. And then we come back and we go over the good to go death care directive, which I call the cosmic instruction manual.
Okay, we got to take a break, Amy. We'll be back. I want to talk to you about your career before this, too. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
And when I die, and when I'm dead and gone, there'll be a child born and a world.
to carry. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we're on the phone with Amy Pickard of Good to Go. It's you call it a rock and roll advanced planning company.
And
we're going to reiterate a little bit about the party since we were snapping away. The line was a little funky, but how worried or how concerned are people with using the term death? I mean, how comfortable are people just talking about death and using death in language?
Well, I definitely found that people have a huge issue with even thinking about death. I mean, it's proven that even, you know, I have some clients who were even in hospice who absolutely have been told, you are going to die. You have this finite amount of time. And they still want to avoid thinking about it or getting everything together. And, you know, that's a tough obstacle that I face, but I'm trying to make a difficult subject less difficult. And also, when you face your fears around death and dying, it's very liberating, and it can be a very beautiful experience.
How do you approach death with humor? And then we can go into maybe tell us a little about your background. I know you're with VH1 and stuff like that. So how do you use some of your rock and roll experiences with VH1 and try to bring a lighter side to the subject of death?
Well, I mean, I definitely have gotten a lot of musicians good to go just because I can identify with them and I've worked in the music business. And you know, we can be talking about a heavy subject and then all of a sudden from the rock and roll death theme soundtrack, you've got a Zombies track, She's Not There, or something like that. And then someone will say, oh, I saw the Zombies back in 89. And, you know, and then we'll just get off on that topic. So I think it's just a more, I use rock and roll as a kind of accessible way to kind of relate to people. And also, I have a sense of humor, and so I like to bring a little levity to the night. And, you know, we infuse humor in the topics that we're talking about because it's part of life.
You have a good target group with rock and roll musicians. A lot of them have been dying the last couple of years.
Oh, my gosh. So. I know. Well, I keep telling people, be more like Bowie and less like Prince. You know, Bowie meticulously planned his death and actually made it into a work of art. And yet Prince, you know, he was old enough that he should have been getting his advanced planning together, but obviously didn't expect to go.
That's a very good point. Elaborate. Yeah, that's very good. Elaborate on the Bowie chapter of that, because that's positive. Yeah. And that's, yeah.
Well, the thing is that Bowie didn't receive any kind of, you know, earth-shattering news that we don't have. We all know that we're going to die. He just had a certain finite amount of time, said it's going to be sooner than later. And so in that time, he basically meticulously planned all of his album releases, you know, what he wanted done with his body. It's called body disposition, things like that. So his family wouldn't have to guess and fight over it and feel guilty. Whereas Prince obviously thought he was going to live forever in spite of, you know, taking fentanyl. And, you know, he left the planet and left behind a mess. You know, who is the rightful heir? What is going to happen with his vault of unreleased material? I mean, apparently he's just got, you know, years and years worth of unreleased material. And who's going to benefit from that? And that's something that I tell musicians as well. If you have any music publishing, you know, what's going to happen to your record collection? You know, what do you want done with your musical instruments? You know, these are questions that come up if something happens to you.
So you do have musicians as clients?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Anybody we would know?
Client list is confidential, but I did talk to a friend and asked if I could name drop. I mean, Ian McClagan, who's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame keyboardist.
Yeah.
You know, Mac suddenly passed away, and his band were just stuck with, you know, all of those death duties. And I was friends with members of his band. And so they called me and said, look, if you're ever in Austin, we would love to be good to go. And so I went down there and I got, you know, a lot of Mac's really good friends good to go. And we felt his presence in the room. It was a beautiful thing. And, you know, there was a lot of laughter, a lot of tears, and a lot of rock and roll chat.
Oh, that's great. I knew him. I met him, interviewed him a couple times. Faces, my favorite rock and roll band.
Such a great guy.
Yeah, he was. That's funny, funny. Funny, yeah. I want to give the rates and a website. Parties, and tell me if these need to be updated. Parties, $100 per person for five people or more. Personal consulting, $150 per person, up to four people. Skype or phone consultation, $150 for 2 hours. Good to go paperwork only with no consultation, $55. Also available for corporate workshops and public speaking. And how can people find out more about you? Where are you at?
They can reach me on Twitter at Good to Go Peace, Instagram at Good to Go Peace, Facebook at Good to Go Peace, or they can just go to my website, which is goodtogopeace.org, and peace is in peace and love.
Great. Do you have one plan for yourself?
I do not. I've filled out all my paperwork, though. I'm ready. I mean, I just recovered from the flu. And when I was laying, you know, deathly ill in bed, I thought, well, at least I've got my good-to-go stuff sorted.
I went through this. We went through this. I lost both my parents a couple years ago. You're right. It's daunting, the stuff that comes at you. You know, you think you're prepared, and they were pretty prepared. But it's really good that what you're doing, because you really need to be organized, and you really need to know what's going on, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, but it's, and I'm sorry for your loss, and it is such a nightmare to go through, but it's, I just want to make the point that the paperwork, the good to go paperwork, is different than a will. If you have assets and kids, then I definitely recommend going to a lawyer and getting a will. Good to go paperwork is in addition to that. And the good to go paperwork is kind of your everyday logistics, you know, like your doctor's names, the name of your human resources department, where you work, you know, because my mom died, I had to call her work. I had no idea who to call and who to get her 401k from, and, you know, all of that stuff. And so it's just the daily logistics, social media passwords, and then obviously all of the details with body disposition. Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? You know, what music do you want played at your funeral? What food do you want served? You know, what do you want your obituary to say? You know, all of these things. Whereas my dad filled out all the paperwork and he wrote his own obituary. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, writing it or what he would want to get across, you know.
Great idea. Well, thank you. Thanks for hanging with us. I know we were going to have you on a few weeks ago. We had to bump you. So thanks for coming back, Amy.